Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I'm excited about having our new friend Judy Lawrence on the show with us, folks. Judy is a money management expert. She's been helping people now for a long time, making sure that they manage their money properly, and she's been helping people, coaching them on this issue. She speaks to groups all over the world about this. She writes books about it, including the one I have in my hand called The Budget Kit, now in its third, about to be fourth edition, The Common Sense Money Management Workbook. Judy Lawrence, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
I'm very happy to be here.
Judy, when we say budget, a lot of times people sort of, you know, they cringe, or they say, oh, no, surely they're not going to talk about budgets. Because budget is, for some people, budget is like diet. You know, it's like a dirty word. It's like a four-letter word, isn't it?
Well, many times people associate budget right away with the idea of deprivation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what when I hear that, I encourage people to shift that around and think of, I mean, we can use whatever word we want. Think of it as a spending plan. Think of it as anything else. But basically, what it is a system and a way to help you take charge and take control of your money instead of being the victim and going into deprivation because of a budget.
It's really not about deprivation. Of course, it depends on the attitude you want to assume about it, which is a lot of things are like that. But it's really about empowerment, isn't it?
Totally about empowerment. And I've done this for, you know, 20 years, and it's been marvelous to see the empowerment that happens for people once they learn that they are very capable of taking charge of their money, once they have some tools in front of them, once they take the time to work with the tools, and they see the impact on their lives, on their personal lives, their relationships, on the relationship with money, all kinds of things. So it is very exciting to see that empowerment.
Somebody once told me, Judy, that if you'll manage your pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves.
Oh, yes. I forgot who had that quote.
You said that, didn't you, Judy? Isn't that your quote?
yes.
But it's true, isn't it?
Oh, it is true, because what I hear so often when I work with people, I mean, to me, the bad thing is it's only. I hear that so often when I'm sitting down with someone and I'm trying to help determine, okay, let's look at what we're spending. And they'll say, well, it's only that. Let's not even put it down. And the most recent one was a gentleman who is housebound right now because of a disability, and we're trying to determine the travel expenses. And I'm writing things down, and we got to the bus. He takes the bus quite a bit. I said, well, how much is the bus? He said, oh, it's only $1.50. It really isn't worth it for you to put it down. So I just kept going with this. The next thing you know, that $1.50 that it was costing him to take care of his appointments, et cetera, was costing him $40 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is important to look at those pennies because they do add up.
Well, you know, I remember way back when I was starting my life and my family, we needed a new car, and we sat down and looked at the money that we were spending on different things, and we all of a sudden we realized that if we would just eat at home a little more and not eat out so much, we could afford a new car.
The classic is almost always the lunches out, the meals out, and I've had many people tell me how they, once they changed that and brought more of their lunches to work, they were actually able to fund one of their IRAs or Roth IRAs
right. Over
the years.
It's amazing how it gets away from you, and I'm one of the biggest transgressors of this in the world. Judy, let's talk about our small businesses.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's budgeting for small businesses. One of my resolutions that I recommended to my audience and to my readers of my newsletter is that they try to develop a budget and to try to manage your business your actual performance against what you budgeted and track those numbers so you can see, you know, your budget is based on what makes sense for your business, but sometimes your actual performance doesn't meet the budget. And if you track those dollars, the budget and the actual expenses, you can kind of see where your money goes, can't you?
Totally. And I've worked with many small businesses, little mom-and-pop businesses or contract kinds of situations, and one of the things that I saw was very important was for people to be very clear on their own household personal budget first, because if they don't have a clear picture of what their personal needs are, then they don't have a clear picture of what they need to be making in terms of their business for drawing
right.
for the household expenses. And so many will also be commingling and kind of mixing
that's
them all.
That's the biggie. That's the ugly word in small
right.
business is commingling, because because what happens is it really is hard, Judy, as you know, to draw that line between our personal and our business when we're a small business, or a small shop especially, because the money does commingle, and especially in the very early days, it's almost impossible not to commingle it, because, you know, like when you're starting a business at your kitchen table, for example. Mm-hmm. But the thing is you've got to learn how to do that. Otherwise, you really never will become a true professional business, will you? If you can't separate those two.
Totally. And so even if it's in the very beginning stages and it's a small business, on paper, you want to be able to have clarity as to what is the personal and what is the business, so that you can see that distinction and definitely get those records separated as soon as possible. But again, it's very important. Many times people think about, well, it's important to look at the business, but they forget about the personal. And I bring them back to the personal first. Let's start there so that we know how they can work together.
Right. Well, how do we start us on this process, Judy? What are some first steps that we need to take?
Well, I call it a core process as far as the whole budgeting thing. And first of all, we'll just say let's plan, track, review, and adjust. So you need to outline a plan. And a plan, let's say for the month, is going to cover not only the bills, because everybody knows their bills, but it's going to cover those other expenses that happen in your household as well as in your business. And then the next step is going to be tracking, as you said earlier, tracking that spending to see just where that money is going and is that where you want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the month, end of the quarter, end of the year, you make sure you're reviewing that spending and then see if it matches and adjust it.
Compare plan to actual, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's big. And you know what? At that moment, that's the revelation moment. When you see what you said you were going to do and you compare it to what you actually did, that's when the lights come on. And we're going to get Judy to talk to us about what to do with all that when we come back after these messages. We're visiting with our new friend, Judy Lawrence, the author of The Budget Toolkit. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, Judy Lawrence. She's not going to be a new friend for long, folks, because we're going to get her back on the show again in the future. She's got some important things to tell us about. We need to know more about this budgeting thing. Judy, I need you to help us stop thinking of the word budget as a four-letter word. Will you come back another day? I mean, we still got a lot to talk about, but I hope you'll come back another day and give us another installment of your wisdom.
Oh, I'm very happy to. I'm getting used to this getting up at 5 o'clock. I'm happy to come on again.
Judy, let's talk about what happens in a small business. How do we budget in a small business when there's this irregular income? There's this, being jerked around by the uncertainties of especially a new small business or any kind of a very small business. How do we budget when we don't exactly know when the money's going to come in?
That's actually the time you need the budget more than anything. And the budget kit is a tool. It's a workbook and a tool that has a variety of forms to help you through that process.
By the way, folks, let me interrupt you. Folks, every page in this book is perforated. I like that. That's when you know an author is serious about helping you, when they're prepared to perforate every page so you can tear them out and dismantle their book and spread it out on the table and use it. That's a serious author who's trying to give back to their readers. And Judy, I appreciate you doing that.
And let's add, it's a three-hole punch as well.
Yeah, I forgot about that. And by the way, before we go any further, tell us where we can get the book.
You can get the book at my website, which is the moneytracker.com.
Moneytracker.com, all right.
So it's moneytracker.com, or they can call my 800 number. It's 1-800-531-381. Oh, I'm sorry, that's your number. 1-800-283-4380.
All right, what about Amazon? Can they get it at Amazon, some of those?
If they go to my website, it takes them to Amazon. And as a small business owner, we want to help each other, and so
absolutely,
by going through my site, it helps.
Right, exactly. And so be sure, folks, that you check this out, and you can find out more about it there on her website, more about the book. But anyway, go ahead. You were talking about the worksheets.
And I was talking about getting started, and the budget kit has three sections to it. One is the first part where you want to just gather up your information as far as some of your general ideas for net worth and goals, just to have a starting point. But then the part two is where you really get into the action plan, and this is where you're going to project and you're going to record on a daily basis. And then the part three is a collection of a variety of worksheets for record keeping and different needs.
Mm-hmm.
But every business really needs that basic budget, and so I have a whole section in there for a variable income to help guide you through the process. And even to do that, I bring you back to the basic pieces we need. Is first of all, there's what I call a yearly budget worksheet, which is a way to think about all of those periodic expenses. What are those annual, semi-annual, quarterly mm-hmm. household expenses? And you can apply the same concept to your business. But let's start off with household and then go to business. And so that way you have a visual of all the various expenses that come up. And many times when I take people through this, and I call it the missing link, they will, as a husband and a wife many times, will sit down and look at those occasional things, even the taking care of the car, the oil changes, the annual fees, the taxes, the gifts, the Christmas, the holidays, the pets, all of that.
It all adds up. It's all money out of our pocket.
And it's such a graphic view of what's going on. They get the aha at that point. And that's an important piece. Then we move to the planning so that every month we outline a plan. What are all of our expenses? And there's a worksheet called the monthly budget worksheet so that you have an outline for those expenses, all those various occasional things from the haircuts to the movies, entertainment, whatever you're going to do. And then the third part is the monthly expense record, where you get to track every single thing you spend every day. All the categories are there. I've made it easy for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have that information, the monthly budget worksheet is a way to project, and then you can see at the end of the month how you've done. And you can get a sense of what your major monthly expenses are, and you get a sense of what your periodic expenses are. Then I bring you to this variable income section, because I've worked with so many people who did not get paid for 3 months at a time,
mm-hmm.
and that's a really tough one. So it's important to have a clear plan.
You must budget for if you have that kind of an income stream, or it's irregular in any way. You must budget for that, don't you? Must.
It's critical because you get the money in the big chunks,
mm-hmm.
the commissions or the
right.
partner pays off whatever. So it's important to know what are my basic needs for every month. For the business and the personal, so that when the money comes in, you make sure you have that much to cover the various expenses. You stash the rest, and you stash the rest to consider that as your paycheck to be drawing as you need it. But you need to know what you need. And the budget kit gives you a guideline to help you see how to plan that out.
Judy, with today, with the new accounting software that's so easy for people to use,
uh-huh.
there's really no reason not to be able to track every penny, is there?
Absolutely. Even the best machines in the world are still dependent on the people to
enter
the information.
Oh, yeah. No, that's exactly right. And folks, that's the reason why I was excited about finding out about Judy's budget kit. The budget kit, by the way, is the name of the book. The Common Sense Money Management Workbook is available at Amazon. But start out at her website. Judy, give us that website again, please.
www.moneytracker.com.
Judy, thank you for being here. Will you come back again?
Absolutely.
We'll get you back. We got more to talk about. Judy Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.